No, I was just asking you about Paradise Place.
Oh, Paradise Place. Yeah. So on the North Main Street, on the South Main Street, generally, the street is simply numeric. You know, starting from Castle Street, Liberty Street intersection, north and south, right? But for some reason, there's a little section there on the corner of South Main Street and Castle Street, which is Paradise Place. There's about four little businesses there, and the CY and MSA hall above it. There was it's hard to explain, but kind of a fortified townhouse on that corner, which was called Paradise. And it was owned by, I think it was the Terrys, but if you check Gina Johnson's book, you'll get the correct thing. But one of the merchant families of the city, there were the Roaches and the Terrys, and you know the old English Catholic families, and they called their home Paradise. Sometimes it's spelt with a Z, and sometimes with an S, and I don't know the reason for the name, and it's kind of lost in time at this stage. It could have been to do with they thought it was Paradise. I don't know. But obviously that building is long gone, but the memory of their home is preserved in Paradise Place, which is why that's there. Like, there's another funny street name on North Main Street, which is Piccadilly Lane. And Gina Johnson doesn't suggest any reason in her book why it's called Piccadilly Lane, at least from my memory anyway, but she does note that it had been renamed, and that's very common on the North and South Main Streets, is all the little side lanes have been renamed many times, and I'm not even including just spelling the name differently with or without a Y or E or whatever. The names have changed frequently, usually to do with a change of ownership, because a lot of those lanes were more or less originally intended as private access to people's houses, so they were named after a family or a business that was on the lane or near the lane. Piccadilly Lane, my suspicion is it's something to do with a reference to the London place name Piccadilly, because we have quite a few London place names in Cork. Not as many as they do in Dublin, like where they have Temple Bar and they have Portobello and these things. But, you know, we have the Mall, like the Mall of London, and we have with Piccadilly, and there's a couple of others too, and I suspect that it might have been a bit of a red light district. That's my hunch, but again, very hard to prove. It's not the kind of thing that would get reported in polite newspapers.